from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Miss.
Or... Jill Shasky, Bonte Hill here on the Morning Roast, as you know, as always. If you're looking for more Giants talk, because we're not getting too much Giants today, then you need to be listening to the Garlic Fries of Baseball Guys podcast. Love me and Shasky bring you the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area. Wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, free Odyssey app, go download that bad boy as the Giants get ready to play the Dodgers. All right, back to basketball. Anthony, good morning to you, man. Thanks again for coming down to the studio a couple days ago, all the way up there from Sacramento. So now you and Sam Amick have some new nuggets here about Klay Thompson, Paul George. So let's start with Paul. Let's start with Klay Thompson. Interest from Denver and Philadelphia. How legit is that?
Yeah, the Philly one's really interesting because Philly's a cap space team. And, I mean, we'll get to Paul George, I'm sure, but he obviously remains like the domino around the league right now. I think part of his hopeful leverage with the Clippers is the looming threat of the Sixers, you know, throwing him a huge offer. But if they don't, if he goes back to the Clippers, which honestly I would probably still categorize that as the most likely scenario, then the Sixers got a lot of money to play with. And I think, you know, of the potential Klay Thompson suitors, they're the ones that could probably provide the biggest financial offer would be, you know, the way I would read it. So we'll see. Again, like, I'm not saying Klay Thompson is necessarily priority one there, but, you know, teams miss on free agents. And that's what happens in the first hours and days of free agency. And then I think they become a bigger threat to potentially land Klay.
What could Denver offer Klay Thompson?
Yeah, Denver, in a sense, and I think any other, like, potential rival teams out there that are more cash-strapped, you're talking more mid-level range, and I'm not saying he's ready to take that type of deal, but we'll see how the market plays out. And, you know, I think he is going to prioritize being in a winning environment. He still needs to hear whatever the Warriors' offer is. But, you know, we're obviously at that point talking more mid-level range.
Wow. Yeah, because I'm looking at Philadelphia's, you know, cap space, and they're like 106 under the first apron, 117 under the second apron. They've only got four guys technically ready to roll for next year because they've got a bunch of options and they have people that they can decline. So, I mean, they should be a player on a lot of different people. And then the Denver situation, they're right up against it. They don't have a whole lot. How quick does this come down, do you think, in the next 2 days? I mean, do you think Bonte's hypothesizing we could find out Sunday midday?
Well, that's what Ramona Shelburne said yesterday. She said it from ESPN that this could get resolved very quickly.
How fast does he jump, Klay Thompson?
Well, first, the league moves quick. I think it depends on what goes down. I mean, these dominoes are coming the next 2 days. I mean, the Chris Paul one today, which, the Chris Paul decision today really impacts what the time? Warriors. Do not quote me on this. I believe it's 2 p.m. because usually it's
wow.
I know like this. I believe the Payton option and the Looney waiver, not waive, was 5 p.m. Eastern because that's the end of business day, you know, East Coast time, which is 2 p.m. here. So I believe that's the time on the Paul one officially.
So if we find out about Paul today, what are the options that we find out about Paul? They either are guaranteed, non-guaranteed, or pushing it out?
Yeah. Look, like theoretically a trade could go down today, or, you know, an agreement of a trade with Chris Paul, or a waiving before then, or like you said, you push it out, you know, to July 1st, or, you know, however long they agree for it to be pushed out. But I mean, it signals a lot. You know, if they push it out, that means, man, they're in on something. They believe that they're going to get something done, because that would be telling Chris Paul, hey, if you push it back a little bit, we really think something can happen that could get you this money. If they waive him, to me, that signals they don't have any type of juicy trade that they think can get done. They could potentially, if Klay Thompson walks, get themselves to becoming a mid-level team and start to become more of like a little bit of a free agency player, like a smaller fish free agency player, if Klay Thompson walks. But the other thing about waiving Chris Paul today would signal is, like, they can give Klay Thompson a very competitive offer, maybe the best offer Klay Thompson ends up getting out there. And then it becomes very interesting on, like, does Klay Thompson want to come back or not?
Wow, some breaking news here from Doug Smith, who covers the Raptors, been covering the Raptors for 2 decades. Just tweeted out that Andrew Wiggins Slater, out of Canadian Olympic picture, according to a source, Golden State Warriors playing hardball with the veteran. They are looking to move. Canadian team opens camp later on today. So we'll bookmark that for just a second. Shasky and Slater. Anthony Slater there. Andrew Wiggins out of the Canadian Olympic picture. And again, Doug Smith, who covers the Raptors, been covering them for 2 decades now, playing hardball. The Warriors are playing hardball with the veteran as they are looking to move him. That's according to Doug Smith of the Toronto Raptors. Bookmark that for just a second. Paul George here. Klay Thompson, before we get to Paul George. How good is that fit for Klay if, say, the Denver Nuggets did sign Klay Thompson to replace Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
I think Klay fits in a lot of places as like, you know, kind of, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rotation guy on any given night, depending on how hot he is from three, in a winning environment where there's, you want him next to stars, right? I mean, you know, if it's Dallas gets in the mid-level game and is interested in him, if the Lakers, Clippers, you know, you mentioned the Nuggets, like, to me, he fits as a guy in a winning environment that spaces the floor for your stars. And I know he wants to win, right? There is other cap space teams out there, Hornets, Spurs, Pistons. Like, I don't think he necessarily fits there. And I don't think he necessarily wants to fit there, right? From a lifestyle or a winning perspective. So, you guys know what he can do and the type of gravity he provides. You just want him next to star creators because you don't want him. I think there was too many times over the last couple of seasons, it was him trying to create up top, run a pick right. and roll, something like that. You don't want him doing that. You want him space.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Team the floor.
Okay, so you guys had a report today, you and Sam Amick, basically saying that the Warriors are trying to get in on this Paul George thing, and also Denver was in there on Paul George, and given their cap situation, they're going to have to move Michael Porter and picks and whatnot. How legitimate is Denver pursuing Paul George, and is this part of maybe the Clippers trying to drive the price up from the Warriors?
Yeah, so on the Denver front, it seems like they bowed out of it, and that was kind of part of our reporting today. But they were interested in, early, but it would have cost Michael Porter Jr. and also picks because, you know, the Clippers, I think, are driving a hard bargain. And this is where the deadline tomorrow with Paul George and the believability of Paul George to leave the Clippers entirely really matters here. Because if he has convinced them or can convince them, hey, if you don't do what I want, if you don't trade me where I want, I will walk and, you know, pay, I should say, pay him what he wants. I will walk to the Sixers. I will walk to the Orlando Magic. Well, then they got to just try to get whatever they can, right, instead of losing him for nothing. But if the Clippers are calling his bluff and saying, number one, we think you want to be here, you just want the max that we're not quite giving you yet. Or number two, we think the only place you would want to go is, you know, a team that needs us to trade you there. Well, then they can kind of hold out and hold leverage in the situation because he can decide to opt in. And then it becomes, remember, James Harden tried to play hardball with the Sixers last year. He opted in and tried to force his way to the Clippers. That didn't happen until midseason because, you know, Daryl Morey kind of played hardball on it. And, you know, that's when it becomes an asset game and when the Clippers can then start asking for, hey, with Denver, Michael Porter and picks, you know, with some young guys. Whereas with the Warriors, you know, we're talking picks and Kuminga and other young guys potentially. So that's what's all going on right now. And again, I mean, I said it earlier in the segment, but like, I still, maybe it's the skeptical side of me, I still kind of think this ends up with Paul George going back to the Clippers at a number that they probably agree on. It kind of seems like it's a large leverage poker play that's going on, and there's a, you know, and they're taking it kind of to the buzzer.
Interesting stuff there. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game insider here on the morning, also 95.7 The Game. All right, that report there from Doug Smith of the Toronto Star about Andrew Wiggins. What's the latest on Wiggins? Did you guys talk? I know you guys talked to Dunleavy. I didn't catch whether or not you guys asked him about Andrew Wiggins. What is the latest on him?
Yeah, look, from what I've heard, they're not dying to trade him. They're looking at a lot of options. He is a building block of a salary at $24 million. If they do bring in a wing, you know, Paul George obviously is a wing that plays his position who can guard. I think there's like upgrades out there. But I, again, like from what I've heard, they're not like dying, like they have to get off his number. We talked about it the other day when I was in the studio. Like, he still does a lot of positive things. And I think a lot of people want to scoff at his availability over the last couple of years. And I get it. Two seasons ago, he played 71 games last year. When he left the team, he left the team for four games, basically like the time that it takes when you tweak an ankle. And like, he was dealing with some family stuff that, from my understanding, was like, you know, very legitimate and serious, and left the team for a week. So I think his availability was actually fine last year, 71 games. It's just, how was his play? Like, you know, can you trust him to get back somewhere near the level of a couple seasons ago? Again, they're going to explore the market for him. Like, he's very, I would agree he's available right now, but I don't think they're, you know, definitely going to trade him.
Why would the Warriors not let him play in the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, that one is curious to me. I think, look, again, Doug Smith would know more about the inner workings of the Canadian team, but, like, Wiggins didn't play last year when they had this really big – remember the tournament last year?
Yep.
Where, like, yeah, you know, Shea took them to the finals, and they had Lou Dort, and, like, they have a loaded team at this point. I mean, Wiggins and this goes back years and years and years of him not playing for the Canadian national team. I think there's more – in my opinion, there's probably more politics at play than just – necessarily the Warriors.
Well, John Hollinger just tweeted out from ESPN that I'm reading this as a Warriors blocking him due to a medical issue, which they can do if there's a legit health reason. So maybe that also cripples them in terms of trading Andrew Wiggins. Who the hell knows, Shasky?
I don't know. So Slater, what's the latest on John the Kuminga? In, out, being dangled? People are demanding him. Are the Warriors saying they're not going to trade him at all? Like, where are we at with John the Kuminga?
He's being protected. I think, Dunleavy put it, like, I think in a somewhat honest way yesterday when he was kind of asked about the young guys in general, but I think this really matters with Kuminga. He said, you know, they're going to keep them unless they have a deal out there. I believe the quote was that unequivocally changes our franchise. So, like, it would have to be a big fish for them to give up Kuminga. And, you know, and there's no, like, untouchable is too strong because, honestly, probably nobody on the roster except Steph Curry would be considered untouchable. But, you know, the plan clearly is to have Jonathan Kuminga on the roster next year and probably have extension talks in October that will get interesting, I think.
What do the Warriors do if Paul George goes elsewhere or stays with the Clippers? What's their pivot then?
I think it's possible, and again, I'm not sure if fans would love to hear this, but if they let Chris Paul walk today, I think they turn some attention to Klay Thompson, try to figure out if that relationship is repairable, if either side even wants it to be. And if Klay Thompson walks, that's $73 million combined with him and Chris Paul walking off your books. You're in a great financial place. You're not necessarily in as great of a rotation depth place. You go into the market with more freedom to be like a full mid-level type team. You try to get a mid-tier veteran. Maybe you look to see if there's a Wiggins trade out there that kind of reconfigures your rotation, and you commit to your younger layer of the roster on the rise. And if we're being really honest, you probably, compete for the 6th, 7th, 8th seed next year and first round. It's like, that's probably would be my guess of where it goes.
Might be the best option if all those things fall through. Anthony Slater here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. All right, real quick before we let you go, what about these draft picks here? Do they have big plans for Quentin Post? Also, Waters III, Lindy Waters III from OKC. Give us a lowdown on these draft picks here.
I mean, big plans is a little strong.
not like 30 minutes a game, but hey, can you play a little pick-and-pop role?
Yeah. Look, Lindy Waters, they like. He's been kind of buried in Oklahoma City the last couple of years. You talk to anybody there, I'm around. Not only am I around the Thunder, but he went to Oklahoma State where I went. Like, I've known about him for a while, known him a little bit. The Thunder really liked him. It was just a roster crunch situation there. I think he could be 8th, 9th man. Like, remember, like, the best times that Damian Lee had with the Warriors, right, where he'd just come in and help. Like, that's the type of player we're probably talking. Oh, wow, he hit a couple big threes in this game, played hard on defense, cut when he needed to, went to the bench and clapped for everybody. Like, he's that type of player, which is fine, $2.2 million. As far as Quentin Post goes, they're still figuring out if they're going to roster him on the very cheap, like they did with Trayce Jackson-Davis, or maybe two-way him. That's going to depend on where the roster goes in the next couple weeks. Stretch 5, older player. We'll know early. We'll probably know at Summer League if we feel like he can help or not. If he can't help pretty much right away, then, that's not great because he's 24 years old. But again, 52nd overall pick, whatever. It's a fringe move.
Who's a player we're not thinking about that the Warriors could be targeting? Is it Ingram?
I think, yeah. I mean, like, that would be a desperation move, and I do think there's fit issues there. We talked about him the other day when I was there. I mean, but he's among the most available out there. I've always thought DeJounte Murray is an intriguing option. I think there were probably some people could healthily dispute whether that's a good fit or not a good fit next to Steph Curry in a backcourt. But another guy, I think Atlanta's probably going to break up that backcourt. And then, we can start looking at free agents too. I probably should start looking at potential free agents that, would come in and at a cheap price but help.
Wow, it's going to be rocking and rolling here. We get the CP3 decision probably at 2 o'clock. We're not going to quote you on that, but it makes sense with the league offices being in New York City and, of course, the East Coast three hours ahead of us here on the West Coast. PG, we're going to be watching Paul George tomorrow. And, of course, at 3 p.m. Sunday, West Coast time, the decision on Klay Thompson. What will he do? Boy, if he went to Denver, I can't get over that, man. That's the one team I don't want him to go to. Anthony, thanks for all your hard work this week, man. We appreciate it. We'll be locked in on your articles over the weekend. Have a good day. Enjoy free agency, man. It's on the popping in the NBA.
Yeah, I will say on the Paul decision today, if he does get waived, I don't think you're going to like where the Paul George situation goes the next day. I think that would probably signal they are out.
So that's what it's all about there. Anthony Slater, thanks so much, brother. Have a good day.
All right, fellas.
All right, CP3. So I guess we just, before we even get the point.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.